Oh, Thank you. और ये माता जी हम आपका प्राण रखिए, उन्होंने अपना दुख गिराया और फिर वहीं पर उन्होंने आराधना की और चैतन्य महापुरुष का दर्शन पाया। भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर के भी आश्रम में गए हुए वहां उनकी भजन भूमि और समाधि है, वहीं से लौकी मायापुर को उन्होंने प्रकट किया था, जगन्नाथ जी को लेकर के गए थे और वहीं पर प्रकट सुवर्ण विहार बहुत ही अच्छा स्थान, सब कुछ में कोई राजा थे, विषयों में आसक्त थे, लाल जी वहां पर पहुंचे करीब 2-9 दिन धाम में यहाँ रहते हो। अभी तक दुर्भवस्था हो गई, फल नहीं लगे थे, आसक्त हो धन कोई काम नहीं आएगा, मरते समय में एक कौड़ी भी घर से कोई लेकर के नहीं जाएगा, और जिन बंधु बांधवों में लगे हुए हो तुम्हारा स्त्री पुत्र परिवार ये सब कोई तुम्हारे नहीं है, तुम्हारे साथ भी नहीं जाएंगे, मकान में जाएंगे जला करके लौट आएंगे, और इन लोगों की ममता में फंसा हुआ है, आप लोग भी यही समझिए, कुछ भी एक पैसा भी साथ नहीं जाएगा, और जिन परिवार वालों के लिए मर रहे हैं कोई साथ नहीं जाएंगे, तुम्हें स्मशान घाट में जला करके लौट उत्सव मना लेंगे फिर भूल जाएंगे, इसलिए जन्म में सजन करना ही सुनते ही राजा की आप सुन गई और सब कुछ सो करके गौचंद्र का भजन किया। गौचंद्र ने प्रकट होकर के कहा कि मेरे जब मेरी लीला प्रकट होगी तुम भी वहां पर आओगे, तो वही महाप्रभु के लीला में कुछ मस्था होकर के महाप्रभु जी की सेवा किया। इसके बाद में आप लोग सुवर्ण विहार से ऋषि पल्ली देवपल्ली में गए, जहाँ पर निर्णय को बात करके ऋषि देव जी ने वहाँ पर विश्राम किया था, और वहाँ पर ब्रह्मा शंकर आदि देवता इंद्रेश के आदि देवता लोग पूरी बना करके कुछ निर्णय करके उनकी आराधना की, उनकी आराधना करने में जमदेव को स्पर्श नहीं कर सकते हैं, उसमें प्रभात महाराज की शिक्षा है बचपन से ही भगवान का भजन करो, बड़े होने के बाद में नहीं, जब भी साधु संग मिल जाए तभी से भजन करो। इस विषय में परीक्षा क्षेत्र में गए वहां का महात्म वर्णन किया, हरि और हर एक आत्मा, हरि आराध्य देव है, हर उनके सेवक, काशी के भी हजार गुना उनसे स्थान है, कृष्ण ने अपने चक्र से काशी को जला दिया, कंकर भंकर के यहाँ आ गए और बहुत भव्य उनकी सेवा करते हैं। फिर यहाँ से भुवनेश्वर में ऊपर से एक आवर का आनंद में गए, यहाँ पर शंकर जी बहुत से प्रति आराधना करते हैं, बचपन में ही भगवान का भजन करो, जब से साधु संत हुआ गुरु चरणाश्रय करके गुरु की शुद्ध सत्संग रखी, भगवान की अनुभूति के लिए संसार से विरक्त संसद हुई और भगवान का भजन करो। सृजनी महाराज स्त्री के बाबू सृजनी महाराज की नियुक्ति एवं प्रभात महाराज की क्या हुई इनके
Thank you.
was the third day of our Purisham of Heavenly Dawn. Therefore the sun manifests both in the sky and in the pavement. Therefore it was very hot and the body experienced a lot of suffering. But since Sri Mahaprabhu gives the Anjanyami, the Paramatma, the heart of everyone, therefore he knows who walked the whole way and who got the last back from the Singapore. Therefore he is very kind. And those devotees who suffer from his seva, then he will give them blessings and he will bestow upon them Prabhupati. Also we have the nice street lights that are by one of the Trinidad there. So early this morning we crossed the Bhagavati, the Ganga, and went to Govroom. Govroom. Go means Gavi or cow. And Zoom means cow, tree. There Surabhi guide, the cow Surabhi Devi. She was to stay Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under a big tree there. Therefore that island is known as Govroom Week. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that this Kalvi town is some part of the material world. Therefore, when this world is destroyed at the end of the lifetime of Brahma, or at the end of the day of Brahma, then this Kalvi town is not destroyed because it is not part of the material world. Therefore, Markandeya Rishi, he received the benediction from Sankara that he would live for 7 days of Brahma, or 7 kalpas. Therefore, at the end of every day of Brahma, there's a semi-pralaya, and Markandeya Rishi was being tossed in the waves of the ocean of devastation that rise from the bottom of the universe, the Gavarak ocean. But because of Sankara's benediction, he did not die. After a long time being tossed in the waves and suffering, he saw the island of Navadvipa, and he took shelter here. Just like in Vrindavan, there's Bandirabhat, a big bark tree there. The same is here in this place, Gosrungri. Therefore, Markandeya Rishi, he came to store there at Gosrung. And Surabhi Gai, he gave him shelter and fed him. And there he worshipped Gauranga Mahaprabhu and received the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Next, we went to the Samadhi. The place of the Samadhi is a place of worship of Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda. We heard about how he manifested the first place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also Navadvipa Dham. Then we went to Surabhana Vihar. In Satyuga, there was a king who was absorbed in material affairs even in his old age. But by a lot of great good fortune, Sri Narasimha came there and gave him instructions on Bhagavan Bhajan. He said, O King, you are so fortunate to live in this very town of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is a matter of great shame that you are still attached to wealth, wife and children, even in your old age. Wealth is of no value. It's very difficult to attain, difficult to maintain, and when you lose it, you cry. Therefore, it's no value because at the time of death, even the 1 rupee you cannot take with you. And what you think is yours in the form of wife, children and wealth is factually not yours. As if even though you are attached to them, when you die and they burn you and they have a feast, they will forget all about you. They will see you to give up your attachment to useless things and develop your attachment for the sake of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the instructions of Narada Muni, his eyes were opened and he performed Bhagavad Bhajan there in Satyuga. And he had darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After the darshan disappeared, the king was wishing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, do not worry, when I appear in Satyuga, you will also appear in my pastime. Therefore, king appeared as Buddhiman Khan. He funded the second marriage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And last, we went to Devapali, or the Singapali. After hearing Hiranyaka Kapoor, Bhagavan the Trinidad rested there. And that time all the devas, all the demigods came there and worshipped him. Therefore, that place is also known as Devapali. We also went to Harihara Chakra. Hari means the object of worship, Sri Hari. And Hara means the Seva, Seva Chakra, or Mahadev. After the battle with Tonga Vasudev, then Krishna sent him to the Asana Chakra, which burned Varanasi to ashes. Therefore, Mahadev, he that Varanasi and went to Ekamra Gaon. Ekamra Gaon in Bhubaneswar, where he is worshipped as the Singharaj. That is in Jagannath Puri. But this Mahaprabhu, this Sadhavi Dhanam is giving the signs to Syria, Sri Yantrati or Sri Jagannath Puri. There Mahadev left Jagannath Puri and took shelter here of this Sadhavi Dhanam and performed one point of Bhajanam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And finally, we went to the Sinapali. There we can remember the instructions of Sri Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj said, even from young age, from the age of five, one should commence spiritual life. How? The first step. One should take shelter, the feet of a bona fide spiritual master, Sattva Lakshma Devacha. And one should offer everything one possesses to him. That spiritual master should be have direct realization of Krishna, he should be expert in the scriptures, he also should be completely detached from any type of material enjoyment. Now we'll hear from Chaitanya Maharaj about the instructions of Sri Prahlad Maharaj.
Pride is uncheckable pride.
It's the antithesis of the humble devotee. And we see the example of Prahlad himself, with all humility, was challenging his father in his way, but in a humble manner. But still he was flattering his demoniac father, calling him the king of all demons, this great person, his father. But still he was saying that the jiva in this world who has fallen into this ananda rupa, into this blind well, which has no water, is just filled with suffering entirely. The reason why the jiva is in this world initially is because of his indifference to Sri Krishna. But from that indifference, from that apparatus, material desires rise in the heart of the jiva. And from material desires manifest all the endless suffering that the jiva has to undergo. So we are all in this condition, in this material world, and Prahlad Maharaj is describing this condition very lucidly to his father. He's saying that we are in a dark well, and it's an embarrassment for the jiva to be in this condition. We are our higher shakti, we are antaranga shakti, our nature is spiritual, but we have been associating with this bahiranga, this lower energy, this time immemorial. Srila Gurudev likes to give a very beautiful analogy of this well. There was once a man, and he was sitting in a field, and he heard the huge roaring of a lion. He ran immediately in fear of that lion, and then he tripped, and he fell over into a well. But as he fell, he grabbed hold of two branches, and he suddenly saw, he realized to his horror, that at the bottom of his well, it was filled with hissing serpents and poisonous snakes. And then he looked up at the two branches that he was holding on to, and one was being eaten away by a white rat, and the other branch he was holding on to being eaten away by a black rat. And then he saw the horrific face of the tiger gazing down at him in that well. So what sort of predicament is this? This is like we are in this material world. But he saw this drop of honey was coming from a bee's hive above in the tree, and it was dropping directly in front of his face. So he could put his tongue out, he could taste that honey, and he was thinking, oh, how sweet. But what a predicament, what an embarrassment. This black and white rat represents day and night. Time is inevitably rolling on for all of us. None of us in this assembly will be here in 150 years' time. None of these bodies will be present. Our souls will be present and will retain this impression which we have received today and this whole week in glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then the envious mentality of the snake and the cobra underneath is representing all the miseries of this material world that we have to undergo. These miseries, we must understand, are caused by my own material desires. It's useless for the jiva to begin to lament about his various suffering desires. We are the cause of our suffering entirely. When the jiva wakes up and understands that he is the cause of his various suffering in this world, then he can use his intelligence to understand, to turn towards the Lord. Without turning towards the Lord, becoming attracted once again to Krishna, Rasiya, Bhavet, and Mano Priyamba, to be attracted to Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. At present, we are not attracted to Krishna. Perhaps before we take rest tonight, how many times again will we all turn away from Krishna? It's a present situation that we're undergoing. To develop this attraction to Krishna is the only way out of this predicament. So Srila Gurudev, out of his endless compassion, is injecting us so powerfully with this Raja Prem, this Gaurara, as we travel through this parikrama, in the hope that some inspiration will manifest in the heart genuinely towards being spontaneously attracted to Radha and Krishna, and this is the only antidote to our various suffering. So this person in the well, he's seeing the tiger growling above him. So in great fear and lamentation, he just hangs there. And this is how we are in this material world. It's most embarrassing that we found ourselves in this predicament, but the only way out is attraction to Radha and Krishna, and by the mercy of Srila Gurudev and all our Guru Parampara. They are all giving us the same message, to develop this spontaneous attraction to Sri Krishna and to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So as we travel through this parikrama, as Srila Gurudev was saying today, and we're stumbling in the heat of the sun, we're understanding that Mahaprabhu is witnessing all this endeavor, and we are begging for his mercy to eventually wake up to this situation and to understand where is my natural attraction for Radha and Krishna. And then my great fortune will be awakened. So these are the instructions initially that Prahlad Maharaj was trying to give to his demoniac father. And of course, the demon, he's only made of pride. Pride in everything he has in this material world. We also have this tendency within us. We become proud of anything. Even if we clean the house nicely, we're proud. We dress nicely, we're proud. This tendency is constantly rising. We do that, we walk, perhaps from Singapore all the way back. We have this pride to contend with. Oh, I walk. All of this constantly has to be purified. And Buddha's humility is the key to understanding the teachings of Sri Prahlad. So Sri Prahlad, he was thrown off the lap of his father and immediately sent to the school of Sanatana and Abarka in the school. So these are the beginnings of the teaching. Of course, his father was totally unimpressed. Yudhrev ki jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Goldman and me. Namo Mahavananaya Krishna Prem Kulaya.